Hey, good morning. 10:21. Yeah, 10:21. Monday, April the 22nd, 2024. As I leave the construction zone. Partly cloudy, lots of blue sky. Fair amount and variety of clouds here on the Front Range east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. There's a really high thin layer above a layer of cumulus. I think the high clouds are cirrus. They're not showing mirror tails, but they're showing that kind of streakiness that cirrus stratus show. Anyway, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a long while. The last 3 or 4 days, 4 or 5 days, every morning I get up and say, I'm going to go for my walk today. And every morning I look outside and it's either raining or snowing or blowing a gale or something. Spring in Colorado. I think we've had more snow this month than we had last month. That's all right. It didn't stick. We didn't have to shovel it. It was okay. It was cold. It was raw. It was nasty. Having a hard time getting warm. It was so cold. My fingers and toes were so cold all the time. Bundled up in multiple layers in the house. And I'm thinking, oh, no, there's no way I'm going to go outside. That's not happening. I did have to go out a couple times, but, you know, get out, get in the van, drive somewhere, grocery store. But we're getting to the point where I'm going to have to walk early or it's going to be too hot to walk. So, yeah, damn if you do, damn if you don't. We'll do the best I can. We'll see how it all works out. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Seeing a lot more blossoms. Seeing a lot more leaves, actual green leaves on trees. They're still, you know, small leaves, but there are leaves. Pretty much all the flowering trees, the flowering shrubs, those that are going to flower have. Lots of crab apples. Lots of dogwoods. Lots of pollen for those who are extra sensitive to it, which I am grateful that I do not seem to be terribly, terribly affected. I'm still reading Scott Baron. I'm up to book 10. I have one more. I think I have one more book left. I think book 11 is the last one. Or maybe it's 12. Maybe on 11 and 12 is the last one. I don't know. I don't remember. I'll be glad when this is done. There are some narrative tics that have become a bit much, and my my penchant for putting in Easter eggs is taking a severe beating because, holy crap, there's a lot of Easter eggs. And current culture reference. Character names that are well-known character names from other intellectual properties, just spelled backwards. Really? You went there? Lots of Star Wars. I haven't picked up a Shrek reference. Either one by itself would have been, well, not too bad. The Star Wars was really, and to be fair, I'm guilty myself, and still I'm like, perhaps I'm learning what I need to stop. But the characters are interesting. The stories are very much Lester Dent in their construction in terms of pulpiness. Every group of villains is more powerful and or numerous than the previous. None of the plans actually go off as planned. There's always something that comes up at the last minute that saves our plucky heroes. Which, you know, yeah, of course, you gotta save the plucky heroes, because otherwise you don't have anybody to write about in the sequel. So yeah, Scott Baron, Dragon Mage. It's worth a read. I am pooping on it, but take that with a grain of salt, because I'm 10 or 11 books into this series. I'm still reading it. I didn't give up. I didn't throw it away. I didn't cut it off. I'm still reading. Very strong AO3 Royal Road vibes. Books that look like they may have been written. And trialed in one of the online spaces before migrating to a new audience in Kindle paper. So, I can't say too much bad about these books, because I'm still reading them. There's a lesson. There's a really strong lesson there. It's like, technically, they may have flaws. But the stories themselves are pretty engaging. The stories themselves keep me coming back for more. I keep coming back to the well, because they're kind of fun. They're kind of fun. Good morning. Give this lady and her dog plenty of room here. Alright, what have I got? What am I hearing? Somebody with a weed whacker? I think so. Yeah. Weed whacker or an edger. Sounds like a chainsaw, but... But... What do we got here? Drainage doesn't seem to have made a whole lot of progress since the last time I walked by here. There's a little more dirt on the sidewalk. Grass is a little bit torn up, I think, from something with metal cleat treads, so that would argue for the digger. There's a big backhoe shovel on steel treads down the way a bit. What is this guy doing? Tree pruner. Oh, that's cute. A garden shed with its own little solar array. That's a good idea, actually. So, I've been playing Ark Ascended in between not winning eBay auctions and playing around with my fountain pens. I did manage to score a Waterman Phileas for a decent price. It will take the pride of place as my most expensive pen, but with only about half of what it would have gone for new and a third of what most of the Phileas auctions are going for, so I snuck one in, or out as the case may be. I have some more pens coming. I got a couple three pens coming. Got a I got three Jinhao 450s coming in, X450s. They should be interesting. I have five pens inked at the moment, and I'm almost done with the Kakuno. The Japanese fines are so fine. They are so pointy. They're very hard to write with. Morning. Although the more I use the Kakuno, the more used to it I've gotten. It's really not that bad. When I first started, it was like, it felt like trying to write with a darning needle. But the more I got used to it, the more, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. I'm using a Hero 329 right at the moment, which is actually a modern pen. You can actually buy them from Amazon now in packs of three. They're so cheap. But 329 Gold Arrow. It's really a nice little pen. I got it used, so, and on eBay, so I paid too much for it. But I kind of like the pen. It's pretty stiff. It's got a very stiff nib. It's got, I think it's got a fine nib. I'm pretty sure it's got a fine nib on it. It's a Chinese fine, which is fine. It's not quite as pointy as Japanese fine, I don't think. Diamine ox blood ink, really dark, 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 dark red. It's kind of fun. It's a nice little pen. It's clearly a lot like the Wing Sung 612. It's clearly using a lot of the same technology as Parker 21. The 612 is virtually a clone of the Parker 21. You're being ignored. I know. Guy with this little pug. Pug is intent on, I'm doing this. You can just whistle in your ear because that's the only ear it's going to go to. I haven't seen a dog pull off the cats ignore quite so well as that one. Just a cute little pup. So I'm learning a lot about fountain pens and the history of fountain pens and how fountain pens came to be. I have one of the oldest fountain pens, a restored model, a bulb fill, which is probably the simplest filling mechanism short of the eyedropper, where you squeeze a bulb at the top and it pushes air out the feed tube, out of the feeder tube, and then the suction, when the bulb reinflates, pulls ink in through the nib. It's a pretty clever mechanism, although it makes the pens really long because you need room for the ink reservoir and the bulb. There's a barrel over the bulb, and the ink reservoir becomes the central part of the pen. It's kind of interesting. I'm looking forward to giving it a try. What was supposed to be a restored Schaefer flat top, which is from the 40s, and I inked it up, and ink went everywhere. In theory, it was restored, but I'm not exactly sure it got restored correctly, completely. It made a hell of a mess. I was trying to load it with Red Dragon, and so I have bloody tissue, bloody looking tissues everywhere. Trying to get it cleaned up. I flushed it out and put it dry. We'll see. We'll go back to it later. I've got a tuning kit coming. One of the problems with it was that the nib was not aligned quite right. I could tell just looking at it in my camera that it wasn't lined up right, but I've got a loop coming along with some brass sheets. To help with the alignment a bit. Let's see how it works out. Work in progress, work in progress. Wasn't an expensive pen. The more I play with them, the more I want to learn how to fix these lover fillers. Because there's a lot of them that look really, they'll look really nice, except they don't fill. And they become, in effect, dip pens, which is not exactly what I'm interested in using. Anyway, look at me. I got out. I walked. It's a beautiful day. But I am at the dandelion choked back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And who knows? With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.